January 1st marked the first day for recreational marijuana sales in California, and sales were brisk here in Sonoma County. Joining us on the KSRO Live line is Eli Melrod. He is the CEO and co-founder of Soulful in Sebastopol, a dispensary there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Eli.
Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. Good morning.
Good morning. So how did things go yesterday?
It was quite a day. Yeah, we had a line lined up right when we opened at 11 a.m., pretty steady line pretty much all day long. We were able to serve, you know, hundreds of folks coming out to purchase cannabis on the first day of adult use sales. And yeah, I'd say it was a smashing success.
Did you see people who you weren't familiar with who weren't medical marijuana patients?
Yeah, yeah. You know, observationally, it seemed like well over half the crowd were folks who, you know, were coming in for the first time for adult use sales. A lot of folks who were older folks who had said, you know, they had waited decades for this day to come in and were just so excited that, you know, adult use cannabis is finally legal and available for sale. So, yeah, we served a lot of new folks, which was a lot of fun, and it was really special to be a part of.
What about patients who you had served before? Because you were a medical marijuana, and now you're able to sell just for recreational use as well. What were their reactions like?
You know, it was definitely a celebratory environment. I think folks were just excited to be there and be a part of it. So, you know, it was quite festive. A lot of our, you know, regular patients we've been seeing now for a couple months here, were excited to be a part of it as well. And, you know, overall, it was just a lot of excitement.
Now, what about how people were purchasing things? Were they just sort of like a free-for-all, buying everything, or were they sort of more particular about what they wanted to try?
It was a really broad spectrum, and particularly the new folks, you know, folks who were kind of purchasing cannabis in a store for the first time, you know, had a lot of questions because cannabis has come a long way in the last couple decades from just being, you know, kind of a bag of bud and a brownie. You know, there's so many different delivery systems from, you know, the topicals and tinctures and edibles and all that stuff. So there were a lot of questions, you know, but our team, you know, I think handled it really well. They're really well versed in kind of all the different delivery methods and dosing and all that. So, you know, I feel confident that folks left, you know, yesterday with, you know, the right products for, you know, whatever they were looking to use it for. So, yeah, there's definitely, you know, folks asking a lot of good questions and, you know, just curious, you know, that's just so new to a lot of folks.
For sure. And how big is education for your employees and for yourself?
You know, it's really critical to our success because, you know, there are a lot of new products and, you know, there's so many different compounds, you know, in cannabis. And we take it really seriously because, you know, you can have a really, really pleasant time using cannabis or, you know, for example, if you take too much of an edible, you can have a pretty unpleasant time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we really want to make sure that folks are using it responsibly, you know how to use it, and hopefully are leaving with something that's going to make them feel healthy and happy. So, you know, particularly on the edibles, we always remind people, you know, you can always take more, but you can't take less,
right.
You know, things like that. So that's going to be really critical over the next several months as people are coming in for the first time or they're coming back to cannabis to really make sure they're educated on, you know, what, you know, making sure they get the right product. So it's really important to us.
I'm sure on the first day it was just sort of, you know, very popular in general. You said there was lines of people waiting when you opened up. But were there certain items that sold better than others?
Yeah, so about half of our sales were flower, you know, bud, followed by the edibles and vape cartridges. You know, those are quite popular nowadays, the pre-filled vaporizer cartridges with cannabis oil, edibles, and then followed by, you know, the topicals and tinctures. That was kind of our breakdown yesterday.
Okay, good. Now, do you anticipate these levels of crowds to maintain, or what are you looking for in the next couple of months?
You know, it's hard to say. We're kind of, you know, TBD what our new normal is. But I can tell you it's really exciting for us that, you know, so many folks can come in and just browse. And, you know, there were definitely dozens and dozens of people who came in yesterday just to check it out, who didn't make a purchase,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
just wanted to kind of see what, you know, a cannabis store looked like on the inside. So, you know, I think our new normal is TBD, but we're really looking forward to, you know, being able to serve the general public and, you know, welcoming a lot of new folks in.
I have a new name for one of your products, TBD CBD.
There you go, exactly. You know, there's a lot of things TBD. You know, we still don't have the final set of regulations and all that. So,
right.
You know, every day, you know, it's kind of, you know, you never know what to expect. But, you know, we're doing our best, and our team did a great job. And, you know, we're just really feel excited to be a part of it. It's exciting for all of us.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for taking some time. I know you guys were very busy yesterday, and you probably want a nice nap today. But congratulations.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a great rest of your morning.
You too. That is Eli Melrod. He is the CEO and co-founder of Soulful in Sebastopol. They are a dispensary and had throngs of people checking things out yesterday on the first day of recreational marijuana sales here in California.